What's up, everybody? Jamal Kelly, you know what I'm saying? We're coming to you live, not at all, from your standpoint, from my standpoint. I'm definitely currently aware of my circumstances from the point of view of living through them presently. You understand? So this is stand-up comedy, sitting down, my podcast, blasting, you know what I mean? We're coming at you with the overall topic, once again, a brother nigga program. You know what I'm saying? This is part two, in case you've been, you know, flipping through the series. If you're aware of the series, you know what I mean? And you're looking for the beginning of it, you need to go to part one. And that's that would say one. Next to the title, Brother Nigga Program 1. So we're doing Brother Nigga Program 2. We were on topic, you know, for a minute. And we had some other things scattered in there. But I said I was going to come back with it, with a part 2 for this Brother Nigga program entitled Peace. And so I did over a specific issue. And that's, what's the profit in white people for giving black people any large chunk of money right now, you know, per capita, just because of the skin color? Well, it's not just because of the skin color. The melanin is all the way through our skin, and the dicks went all the way down our ancestors' throats in the barns while our husbands watch your ancestors rape them. And our women permanently devalued on this soil, to the point of being a sacrifice that the white man married the black woman on our property, is the source of things that we need recoup. And that comes with fucking money, and you fucking know it, or there is no getting it out. So what we would want is some money for a lot of different reasons. And what we're going to do is spend the money probably with white people, especially if you give us a large chunk of it. If we're getting annuities, like $1,000, that goes to the local black people around town and the Chinese people and stuff like that, now that America is here. In our fine community, or subverts, or foreign nationals, or anything else they are, myself am a citizen, born and bred, heritage rooted, American citizen. You understand? So without a doubt, $1 million chunk means houses and shit like that, real estate industry, cars and shit like that, all those things that are owned, even if not local, ultimate, without a doubt, with whites, the banks. Stock energy, you come with programs, and what you teach them what to do, or you can say that we must spend $150,000 on a house or real estate. So there comes a lot of opportunities for attorneys, for opportunities for doctors, for opportunities for schools. You got to put the child. What I'm proposing is that every African American, upon a certain time period, let's say 12 p.m. tomorrow, that you're born and you're African American, get $1 million from the American government. There's no way you can't toss it to us now. You don't even have to go and calculate it. It's extra fucking funds. We have at least 11 trillion extra funds. You could just take one shipment, one check to one foreign country you're going to send, or already have sent in the last 2 years, and give it to us, and it covers the cost, instead of giving it to the peasants over there. So that's what we're talking about. And we're going to spend it, and all we're going to do is give it from the government to black people, immediately to the white residents around us. And people who can suck around us already, right away. The money will be in white hands within a year, and you know it. So there isn't any requirement for reciprocation for it to whites. And that's what they were trying to chop up in that for the side current. So that was our overall topic. I don't want you to return to it, of what you say. How do you feel, America, on this fine, fine evening? I'm gonna, you know, hang this up in a minute. I got 10 of them, though. So we got a little bit of time. We're gonna remind, or a little rewind, you to give me some more wine, and I'll give you some, a little dime, or some dimes, quick cash, ideas. Email, JAMALLKELLY, quick cash ideas of starting no startup capital. You understand? Just a couple of bucks. We got something long term, something you can stick it to a residual. Hey, ladies and gentlemen in the population, $60,000 to open up a brokerage account. You know, I mean, that's thirst and excitement if you're African American. Brokers would love to pitch in the background. that $1 million, they think it's going to go into that brokerage account on your smartphone. And you're going to day trade or something. So you can go ahead if you got your means about you when you're listening to this this conversation. I know any African American in this city come up with a grand real quick and toss it on a brokerage account. Just go to Play Store, go to Google Play Store or App Store and download E-Trade app or anything, any sort of online brokerage application. You can write to your smartphone, to your tablet, and you can fuck around with $1,000 you're going to spend tonight anyway, baby. You know what I'm saying? They open up a brokerage account, start playing around with stocks and bonds. You can get books out there, right? You can get it online, probably get it online for free, probably get an app on free that's good. It'll show you how to trade stocks. And some of those apps that have online brokerages, ECNs, Electronic Network, okay, go ahead, they have online brokerages. This is Sonic Renaissance. We would absolutely adore giving away the money. This is coming from the government and Sonic Renaissance. Then that's it. Then give us our fucking. And it's not your option anyway. There's no you would adore giving away the money. It's our money. You're our employer. We want our fucking money. All African Americans want $1 million. How do you give it to us? That's in the senator's office. That's what we want. I guarantee you they don't say yeah. But I'll co-sign for all African Americans. It's our silent community. How you know we ain't all linked together telepathically out here? We're about to say, listen, we're showing you one of our runts right now. We're about to say, all of a sudden now you're not there and we're sitting there. How we know, why you saying all telepathically connected? And they say, listen, we still trying you out, and this nigga fucking up. That's what they'll come back and say. And I see them get sniped on the streets because we thought Martin Luther King died that way. Listen, Martin Luther King was alive until 5 years ago, baby. That was a CIA agent, not reality. Ain't nobody gonna teach nobody to sit at a stand and get spit in the face on unless you've been taught to do that with subversion, not taught to do that with reality in order to get your freedom. They just thought they might give us a world leader because it'll help us out. And they shot him to retire because everything was just right. Malcolm X fucked up and went integrated. He skipped the tone when he got educated. And you're not supposed to do that if you're an agent, they said. But you're operating on American soil, so illegal, so they popped him. Then Senator cleaned up all the teams and got shot himself, Senator. You know what I'm saying? Murder's murder, baby. You know what I'm saying? Not we kill our leaders out here. You gotta do that yourself. You know what I'm saying? So what's going on with the freedom flash flow in the mainstream? How many out there listening to this right now are in swim? I mean, are you on the subway? Are you walking through the streets? Are the predators prowling, paws in pockets? You know what I'm saying? What are you smoking on? What are you sipping on? You know what I mean? I want to crawl into a dark, shadowy place. Find your local cigar bars, baby. There used to be one over there in Rittenhouse Square area, Mahogany. Sit backwards, baby. Little holes down in the bottom. Get a cigar, sit down, have some, some scotch, some cognac. Where local hotspots at, you can email them to me. The smoky locations and no one knows. The under the current and don't say the name straight through locations. You know what I'm saying? With no criminality inside where you can chill. I'm saying, baby, and the quarter beer spots you can drop on through. You know what I'm saying? Where they at? JAMALLKELLY. And I'll mention them in the podcast if I stop by. They have that thing on maps, Google Maps. They want you to tell them how your experience was when you were at a certain location they noticed you were at, based on the fact that they're using your information to better their capability to increase your experience, to better their capability to make themselves some money. So why don't give us some money for that survey? Like those surveys that they do when you call your smartphone. Your smartphone 611. Okay, I didn't call you because I went out to work for you, nor to report to you that your service was good. I would expect it to be exquisite. So I called you because there's a problem with your service. Therefore, it is not exquisite. So if you want me to ask you or answer some questions afterwards, you ask me every single time and have now switched your tactics to try and force us to do it, really, and getting that survey in. How about tossing us 10 cents on our Google Play Store per survey? You know what I'm saying? The fuck should I do it for you? Why am I helping you make money? Not just helping me have a better experience. A better experience would be don't have my phone break down. And when I call you, don't have to. Don't have to call you. So when I call you, I'm calling you to congratulate you with exquisites. Because why would I pick up the phone even to do that? I got my money's worth. Well, you must give me more. That will be quality. So toss a dime on it, and I guarantee you, Metro PCS, for your end of it, those questions will be answered straight on through. It's not that important, then stop giving us to have to spend our 10 seconds on the fucking issue, bitch. Take the fucking software out. take that reminder out. Somebody send me a text, nothing. Otherwise, send me a text with a 10-cent option. So if those of you that are sitting there, house owners, etc., that are like, now this survey shit is my bread and butter, I want to make more ways to make it out, to make it available to me, that 10 cents, put pressure on companies to do things like that. When they try to get stuff from us, make sure we get a little bit from them. Because they're there to provide us services. Fuck feedback. If we're going to give them feedback, then give us some fucking money. It's not like they're not making so much money that it needs to be made. Listen, minimum wage should be at $25 an hour. That's how much money the corporations and the small businesses are making. Easy $25 an hour. And the money they're making now, they don't even touch it. That's how much money they're making. Never spend it. You know what I'm saying? So we want some quick, then that's a quick money opportunity. Do you understand? That circulates the money. Which also the Brother Nigger program does. You have no idea if you're a stockbroker and you just made $100,000 out of nowhere. You're a grunt and you know it. There's no way it didn't happen to you. This is your big beginning. But money's gonna go so quick. You had $30,000 before. What you had was a dress and a pair of shoes, and your girlfriend was looking at you kind of funny, and sitting in your apartment with no money. All of a sudden, not luxury forever. So you get that $100,000, but you don't know, you have no idea, the country has no idea, what the brother of the nigga whose hand you put that $1,000 into is going to do with the fucking sudden money. So one avenue, all the satellites out there in private residential hands I sponsored, the government satellites and like that, is to see what the fuck he does with the money so we can show you small economies in the community. I've already mentioned so many of them that most of you probably didn't know them, unless you're at a senatorial level. In the last two podcasts you just heard me do, as I was sitting down here, if you're reviewing my podcast the way some people are right now, during the recording process. So there's a lot of economies that are around that built bigger economies, such as parking lot side picking, for instance, in the thrift stores, and you can get on, et cetera, into antiquing stores, obviously, because you can draw people to your thrift store. You have that repeat sale there to keep the door, to keep the money open with that reciprocating value. If you know anything about that prior podcast I was talking about, I was talking about street gardening and parking lot side picking. I'm looking for which one that was in. So I can refer to it. I think, I don't know. Basically, parking lot side picking is a way to make money as you walk up the street getting exercise. But you make money by getting products that you have to therefore sell, irregular. And it's just like one dress or, a fan or a lamp or something like that. You can sell it at thrift shops or that. You can keep that at your thrift shop or your antique shop, those types of small items. So people are constantly coming in there, and you have to keep getting money without selling things that cost $10,000. You're getting constant small flow, like cigarettes, really, for an antique shop to pay the rent. And you can charge more for your antiques and take your time selling them. So we are here with the Brother Nigger program on profitable ways for white people. We're at 13 to initiate that reparations, that $1 million reparations that I spoke about in some other podcasts, including the Brother Nigger program 1. But we're at 13 minutes right now. And I want to hear what this looked like with just an overview, really, of a major topic. Because a lot of my podcast has smaller topics in it. And I want to see whether or not I'm dripping you out of your listening experience by not putting a whole bunch of little smaller topics in it that have a grandiose point of view. And then so I can string some more things in there and put some feature opportunities or some categories or opportunities inside of my podcast. So I have it a little categorized, kind of like a news program maybe you watch at the 5 p.m. news, sports time, etc. I'm not doing sports time, probably. You understand? And I want to keep my flow and I want to make it, that feature flavor. This is a beginning podcaster. And you're beginning podcasters that have some aspects of podcasting that you don't see me utilizing. Or some comments on podcasting, podcast building, jamallkelly169@gmail.com, baby. There's no more me, no more my voice. All mezzanine. Massive Attack, Black Milk, baby. Catch you with the next podcast.